application is case 12,117. Joseph Burr and Monica Ogle seek a special use exception to operate a commercial dog kennel, sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Pitt Road, approximately 1,376 feet south of Old Meadow Road. The 911 address is 10980 Pitt Road, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 231, Map 12, Parcel 112. Again, it's a special use exception for a commercial dog kennel. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I thought you had one more before this. So
sorry, no, sir.
We did.
You did? It got bumped?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Tim Willard with Fuqua Willard, Stevens, and Schaub with offices here in Georgetown, Rehoboth, and Lewis. I'm here to represent Monica Ogle, as well as Joseph Burr. Monica approached me. I wasn't actually involved with filing the actual application, but she contacted me fairly recently, and mm-hmm. I told her I'd help her with the presentation. I have, if I may, Mr. Sharp, hand some exhibits. I have four exhibits that I'd like to hand up briefly.
Why are you doing that, Mr. Willard? Do you want to have your witnesses sworn in
sure.
now so we can get that out of the way? Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is
Thank you. Wait right here. I'm going to have the gentleman behind you get sworn in as well. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
As I said, I represent Monica Ogle and Joseph Burr. They own the property, which is 10980 Pitt Road, which is identified in the notice. And that's just outside of Seaford, south of the Nanticoke. It's zoned AR. They're here today to ask for a special use exception under your AR for a commercial kennel. The commercial kennel is defined as partly as if you breed animals or if you have five or more animals, in this case dogs, we're talking about dogs, that are over 6 months of age. Miss Ogle has breeded Shih Tzus, and I hope I spelled that correctly in the cover letter, and mm-hmm. Dachshunds, and they're the toy or the miniature ones.
Miniature.
The smaller dogs, which I think is somewhat significant in this case. I intended to go through my exhibits as part of my presentation. You're all very familiar with the standard of does not substantially adversely affect neighboring properties, and we hope to demonstrate that that will be the case. You see the property right there, and I've also, in sort of a crude way, indicated in tab one. If you look at them, there are about five pictures, and I'll go through them just one at a time. The first one just is more of a 10,000 foot, probably not that high, but a larger foot showing the whole area. Pitt Road is a cul-de-sac that just goes straight down. I think there are probably 18 houses on that road, and it's surrounded, I think, in the back of their property, I think, is the Nanticoke Preserve. It's a preserve, so there's nobody back there. But the whole neighborhood surrounded by woods. Then my next picture just zooms in a little closer. And if you see where it says Pitt Road on the hard copy I gave you, right in front of that, next to where it says Pitt Road, is their house. You'll see there's a pool in the back. That was 2000, what's it?
18.
The pool's no longer there. That's a copyright. I think when I pulled this up, it said it was a few years ago. But anyway, the pool's no longer there. And then if you turn to the next page, you'll actually see the street view of the house. It's a one-story ranch house with an attached garage. Then I have another overhead view that's a lot closer so you can see the property with the backyard. Currently, and I'll get to this in my next tab, currently there's a wire fence that fences in the backyard. And I think you can see that on the very last photo of this tab. It's about, I think, a 4 or 5 foot wire fence. The tab before that shows her garage, the interior of the garage, where she has kennel cages, if you will. That's probably not the right word, but, you know, portable kennels where she keeps the small dogs. She also has a grooming business there. The county's approved that as a home occupation. She just has, you know, grooming by appointment, and she keeps her dogs there. You can see one of them watching TV there. If you look, yeah, she's sort of been known to spoil these animals. If you look at the next tab, you'll see a bid for a 6-foot high fence for 285 lineal feet. That fence is going to surround the entire back of the house. It's going to be a $4,000, $4,500 job, and they've already signed the proposal for that. Yeah, you'll get your chance, hang on. She, Monica, has gone and talked to all her neighbors and knocked on doors. And I don't know if you send out personal notice for these within 200 feet. Just, it was interesting to me when she said she had talked to a lot of them. A lot of them said they didn't get notice. There's clearly posting out there. But what you'll see on that handwritten petition, if you will, was her effort of going around and telling people what exactly she was going to do there and seeing if they would object to it or have any comments about it. I think the yellow sign saying commercial kennel, sometimes the word commercial kind of gets people a little riled up, but she was able to get all those signatures, and you have 13 signatures of all the people on Pitt Road that, if you read the top of it, it's not very elegant, but it says, you know, we would have no problem with that. And what was represented to them and what we're representing to the board tonight are the final, and as you know, you can put any conditions on a special use if you grant them. She has no intention whatsoever to board dogs. In other words, this will not be a kennel where you can go take your dog like a hotel or a kennel as you know it. She only has the dachshunds and the shih tzus. Sometimes she might not have that many. Sometimes we're indicating that she should not have any more than 12. And we're suggesting these proposed conditions, but because we think it would be, number one, reasonable, and also she doesn't want to make it any larger than this. So we're limiting the number of dogs to 12 maximum. All the dogs must always be under 15 pounds. So if you give her a special use to keep doing, in fact, what she's doing, which she didn't know she needed a commercial kennel, then she would not suddenly, you know, start breeding St. Bernards. These dogs mostly stay in the house. When they are in the backyard, they are always there, and it is fenced in. That's why we've included a condition saying dogs will never be in or outside unless they're there occupying the premises. And Monica will tell you a little more detail if you have questions, but they might have one or two litters a year, and it may vary with two to five puppies. And it is a hobby for her, but it also is somewhat of a livelihood because she sells the puppies as well. We've also indicated a proposal no signs will be used on the property identifying the kennel. Visitors to the kennel shall be appointed by appointment only, and all dogs shall be the owners. There won't be, and that's what I stated for any kennels for other people's dogs. So to some extent, it's not the kennel in that sense. It's just for breeding these small dogs. Okay, let me call Monica up here. I think I don't need to call Joe. Monica, you've already been sworn. You've heard my representations of your application for this special use exception to the board. Do you have any? Was it true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You heard me?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add?
I answer any questions that anybody has.
Okay, well, we'll start. Mr. Mayor?
Yeah. No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Wharton?
All your dogs will be yours, right? And then you're going to sell them?
No, all the dogs that we have, they're our pets.
Okay.
And I have a few that I do breed only a couple times a year. And the puppies I do, yes, sell.
Yeah, because here all dogs should be owned by the owner. And the last seven.
Right, that's the proposal, if I may. The point of that is that she's not going to be housing any other's dogs for a fee. You can't bring your dog there and say, hey, can you keep it for a few days?
Okay.
She may have puppies that they breed. The puppy
for breeding only.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. I saw that and just...
And I, in fact, wrote that, and I wasn't very proud of it when I looked at it again, but that's the purpose of that.
Yeah, sorry, threw me off a little bit. I didn't miss you. Okay, it's for breeding only.
Good. Ms. McGee?
This was attached to the application. Can you explain this?
Maybe I can start with that, because I think that's why she came to me originally.
Okay.
You'll see a PBJ to no contest to a cruelty misdemeanor. And you're saying, well, what, you know, here we're going to give her a special use for breeding puppies, which she's done for years and years. About, Ms. McGee, what was the year on that, 2015?
Correct, June of 2015.
And I represented her on that. And quite frankly, it was somewhat of an outrage, but she took the business decision to do no contest for that misdemeanor. And if you can see on the PBJ on that, and for those of you that are not familiar with PBJ, you might get a speeding ticket or a more serious charge, and the state will offer PBJ with a condition, and then they'll just drop the charge. Originally, it was, you know, for traffic things, so they can get their fine and people won't get points if they didn't have any prior offenses, which she didn't. Monica, back then, she's been at this property for almost 2 years. Back then, she leased the property for about 3 or 4 acres. And her and Joe lived there, and it was kind of a daycare for old horses, very old horses, horses that maybe other people would have put down. At that time, and I may tell you more than you want to know, but that's how it's resolved.
Okay.
And she was working with Animal Control or SPCA because they wanted to help her feed the horses and things like that, because some of them were so old, you know, they were having problems. Like I said, a lot of times those horses would be put down, but she tried to daycare or care for them. During that time period, she worked with them for about 3 months, and then, you know, they were helping her out as far as diets and things like that. But a lot of the horses were emaciated and on their way out. Lo and behold, after about 4 months working with the Animal Control Office, or what it was with the state of Delaware, and if any of you read about that in the last few years, it's gone through several gyrations and things like that. They executed a search warrant on her and just got some charges, more than that charge. You know, they kind of loaded up, and we were like, what? And at the end of the day, Ms. McGee, that's how we resolved it. And this is my opinion, because the state kind of gave away the farm, quite frankly, with the PBJ based on their investigation. And again, this is me talking. I think they were looking for some headlines because they were going through some trouble, and that's why they tagged her and they worked with her. We had witnesses in that case that were officers that were going to testify on her behalf. Now, you may ask, well, why would you take a PBJ to that? Well, as you can see, the PBJ was, I think, for 6 months. She couldn't have...
Yeah, but 5 years may not have any animals over 50 pounds.
Right, but they...
May keep her current dogs of 12.
12. And I think maybe that was her misunderstanding that she didn't need to have a kennel license. It was a different arena. I mean, you all live and breathe this, but I don't think she realized you needed a kennel license if you weren't boarding dogs. And in that case, the judge who signed that PBJ knew about her dogs, knew about the dachshunds, knew about the shih tzus, and said, that's fine, you can have those. So,
okay.
And that's why she submitted it in full disclosure. You know, it's something that maybe was a rough patch in her life that she got through with, you know, what ultimately is the equivalent of a speeding ticket in some cases. So, and I can tell you, if I may add also, in light of this incident, the SPCA, you know, they do visits and they've come to her house. And did you have an SPCA officer come to your house recently?
Yes, I had one right after I got the notice from planning and zoning that I had more dogs than I was allowed for the property that I had.
Mm-hmm.
They came and checked out everything and said they wish that other people would take care of their dogs like we take care of ours. I mean, they're not just our dogs, they're our family.
Right.
And at that inspection, they also check out all vet stuff, records and things. So
I appreciate that clarification on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry if it was a little long-winded, but it certainly deserves explanation.
I don't have any other questions.
Mr. Yeah, I've got a couple. How long have you had the dogs there?
We have lived there for almost a year and 7 months.
Have you had any complaints about the dogs?
No.
All right. How it's tough to tell. How big is the lot? Is it?
It's almost an acre.
Okay, but there's woods around it, and I understand there's a preserve behind it, you said. Have you done anything to try to mitigate? Are you planning to do anything to mitigate noise from it? And if the dogs are outside, so if they're...
Yes. He never came to us and complained. When this all came about, I started asking questions to my neighbors and everything, and the closest neighbor to me, he works nights, and he sleeps during the day. Well, when I started grooming there, of course my dogs would bark when other dogs came into their domain and everything, and I didn't realize that his bedroom was right there. So when I found out, me and Joe went over there, we apologized to him. I immediately researched. I don't like shock collars. I purchased just spray collars that when they bark, it gives a mist. And my dogs are not barking anymore and disturbing him. He's very happy.
And I guess, what do you do when you're not home? I mean, these are just pets and ones you're breeding.
Yes, they're just pets. They're never, ever outside. I have a doggy door in the house, and we have separate fences that the boys go out in, the girls go out in, and they're closed. And so they cannot be out. They're not outside when we're not home. And I do that mainly because I don't want anybody stealing my dogs or anything to happen to them. That's why we're putting up a private fence, so that I've heard that there's coyotes or foxes in the woods, and I don't want anything to hurt my dogs. So
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, could you keep your hands up, please? There's what, one?
Two.
Two. Okay, all those that wish to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time and be sworn in. Again, no, if you wish to speak, please come forward and be sworn in.
No, we'd like to confer with each other before we get in there.
I'm sorry?
We'd like to discuss it before.
We're all together.
Discuss.
Discuss what?
What we just heard.
Would that change your opinion of whether you're in opposition or not?
I believe we have somebody else who wants to speak. So if he wants to speak while they figure out what they want to say, that might work.
If you want to step out and go ahead and discuss it, and
while he's talking, then come back.
Yes. That way we can keep the meeting moving. Mr. Riggers, please state your name and address.
Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
With this hearing, for being opposed to, concerning with to the commercial dog kennel, so far I didn't hear nobody address the variances for the dog commercial kennel.
There is no variance, special use exception.
It's a special use exception.
So the only question is, will it affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
But
substantially.
And this court opinion from 2006 or 2007 that was overturned by Superior Court, that I believe Mr. Mills and Mr. Calloway were part of, their variance and their special use had gotten overturned by the courts. They reversed your motion. On it, it says applied for a special use exception, operate a commercial dog kennel, and also applied for four variances from the 200-foot setback requirements collectively referred to as the application. And it's what I've been going on, especially at county council meetings, is on the way that the meetings are advertised. Where this came through is advertised for a special use exception for 115.23 and 115.210, but in order to have the commercial kennel, for whether it's the breeding or all aspects of it, you still need a place to put them. Yeah, you can give them a special use, but if they can't have a kennel or place to keep them, have the setbacks and they're approved, how can they even have what good is a special use? It's like saying you can have a piece of paper saying, yeah, you can have a special use for a dog kennel, but now where are you going to put them? And in here, because you didn't address, and even during that hearing, just from reading the transcript from it, they basically said that even during that hearing in 2007, you had discussed the setbacks in it.
Are we talking about this case or another case?
I'm talking about a commercial dog kennel.
Another case.
Another case.
So that particular case may have also included a variance.
No, it did not.
Well, it seems that that's what you're describing.
This applied for a commercial kennel. They apply for a special use and the variances.
Okay, well, we're talking about a different case.
Yes. And this is the same commercial dog kennel. I would assume that in the state of Delaware and the county, the same rules would apply whether you have a commercial kennel now or a commercial kennel then. Because the commercial kennel states that you need the setbacks discussed.
No. The only thing they have to apply for, because they have more than five animals, is for the special use exception. If the kennel was going to be, if they were going to put an actual kennel within setback requirements or within, you know, something, for some reason they would need a variance, then a variance would also be considered. Right. But there's no need for a variance in this case.
So anybody who breeds dogs or has over five dogs does not need the variance setbacks? We just went through this with Mr. Sarkowski at another hearing earlier in the year where we had this the fence height and the setbacks on the kennel.
Well, and I don't know. In some cases, there may need, depending on the type of kennel, perhaps mm-hmm. there needs to be variances for the purpose of I don't know what it may be. But the only requirement, and these are for personal use, that over five dogs, it's their personal use. They're not selling these dogs. They're keeping their dogs. They do breed some from their dogs. And they, for example, if they had four dogs, they wouldn't be here. If they had five or more, they have to be here. Anybody in the county, regardless, if you have five dogs,
you'll be here.
You have to, even if they're kept in your house, you have to have a special use exception.
You have to have a special use exception for
not a variance.
And then you need a variance for the.
No, you do not need a variance.
You don't need a variance for that.
No.
Then that doesn't apply for the same thing for the over five horses for the private stable, public stable.
We're talking about something different now on the stable. Yep.
Animal to animal over five in the code.
We're talking about something totally different with the stable.
And if you take the commercial, okay. So, but the definition of a commercial code or a commercial kennel is what they're going for. They need the setbacks.
But they're not building a kennel.
The house would be considered. So if I put my horses inside and I have a 100 by 100 foot lot, I'm considered I don't need a place to put them.
If it's a stable.
You consider your house stable?
Dog doesn't need a stable. Horse does.
Horse does.
So no dog house outside, no nothing, no fence, no nothing.
Doesn't say dog house, says stable.
So, all right. Well, this is on there, and it got reversed. And I gave Mr. Moore this a while ago after the Sarkowski here and going through it. This I am the commercial kennel. If you bring it into all the things, and with the way that you're interpreting it, your understanding, but I still, when you go through everything for the commercial kennel license, still needs the setbacks. And thank you.
Well, just Mr. Rieger, there is a provision, and Ms. Cornwell probably know this as well, as far as we're open kennels, and I believe those are ones for the outdoor facilities. There are some setback requirements for those.
So any open pens, runs, cages, or kennels shall be located at least 200 feet. So that's open.
Yeah, and that would be the situation we're talking like.
These are interior, so these are not open.
These are not outside.
The outside yard does not count for.
They're fencing in their yard, but that doesn't mean that it's a run.
Okay, if I may, no disrespect. Now, if Mr. Sarkowski just had the dogs and just let them run to get the commercial license, would she have needed the setbacks?
I don't know. We're talking about a different case. We're the only one we're addressing.
I'm talking about anybody with five dogs.
Yeah, but we're just addressing this one here, sir.
This is the only case we're hearing tonight.
That's the only one.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Now, those ones that were in the opposition that went out to, is one of you like to come up and speak? No, ma'am, you speaking for the whole group?
No.
Those that wish to speak in opposition, again, please come forward and be sworn in. Is there any others? Last call. Last call.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Metro Picky. I live at 10886 Pitt Road, Cedar Dollar.
And, gentlemen?
My name is Robert Johnson, and I live at 23710 Old Meadow Road, right around the corner.
And do the both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And I guess, Mr. Chairman, it might be helpful to have a show of hands. I don't know if we got a record of everybody that was in opposition. I know some folks that were.
Yeah.
So perhaps when she goes up to speak, we can ask that again.
Okay.
Here comes Stragler.
It looks like we have some more. So, and sir, you can have a seat. I'll let you go first, ma'am. You're sworn in first. We're going to swear these other folks in first, though.
Okay. Jamie, you got 2 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. You like to come on up. And be
we're
sworn gonna, in?
We'll swear you in, and then we'll go one at a time up there. So.
George Uccello.
Can you speak up so we can catch on the
line? George Uccello, 23723 Old Meadow Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay. Thank you. Wait right here, sir. Speak up so we can catch you on the microphone.
William Johnson, Robert's brother. We live together, Old Meadow Road.
Okay. And do both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And then whenever you go up to speak, just identify yourselves for the record.
Okay. So now we have four in opposition. And I've called three times.
Five.
Looks like we have five in opposition.
Five in opposition, so the record. Okay. All right, ma'am, you're in opposition.
Yes.
Okay.
I live five houses down from them.
Okay.
And there's just a couple things I wanted to mention. My count is closer to 30 homes on Pitt Road as opposed to 18. I was never, until yesterday, when my neighbor from behind me came and mentioned that there was a sign in the yard, because when I come in, because Pitt Road is a cul-de-sac, I just come into my house and I don't go all the way down. There's no exit that way. So I didn't see the sign.
Okay.
So he mentioned that there was a sign. The commercial kennel did disturb me. But I was never contacted, and neither were the four neighbors that I contacted after that.
Do you live within 200 feet of the property?
No.
Okay, that's why.
Oh, but she said she contacted all the neighbors, so I just wanted to clarify.
I'm
a neighbor. I stopped by yesterday to try and
gotcha.
to get some information. I guess I have some questions. My concern is noise. I appreciate people who take care of animals. My family does that. A lot of my friends do. And I think that's wonderful. My concern is, I guess I don't know enough. Having your own pets, you know, a half dozen of your own pets is one thing, but I don't know with the special exception what that means for the future. Does it go on forever? Do the next people that have this house, if they move in a couple of years, will they have the special exception? Can they have a kennel? Can they have a kennel where they do board? Can they have outside animals all the time? Those kind of things are questions.
We can make a stipulation. For the number and to the one owner.
Okay.
Just the owner.
And if that works for you, then would you be in opposition?
No, as long as I wasn't sure what the fence would be. I don't think a fence would block noise. I hear dogs all the time in my neighborhood. I hear dogs from across Furnace Road.
I think as her testimony was, the primary reason for the fence is to keep
the animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep animals that way from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that still wouldn't block noise.
Do you hear the dogs now?
Like I said, I hear dogs. I can't tell you whose dogs they are. There's big dogs, there's little dogs. There's
other dogs
yippers,
in the neighborhood,
yeah.
But nothing out of the ordinary.
No. I mean, sometimes there's all night barking. I don't know whose dogs those are.
Right.
I'm not saying.
Barking,
I don't know who that
barking,
barking
or
barking,
yapping
barking,
or yeah.
Yeah. I was also wondering, they have the six now. Will all the dogs have those collars that keep the barking down?
I don't mean to keep answering for the applicant, but based
that's
on her testimony, it sounded like all of them had that for the neighbor next door.
Right, they do now, but that's six. Is there a limit to how many dogs they can have with this? Is that, you said that's something that can be stipulated.
Yeah, and they currently have 12.
Currently have 12, and that's all. Right? You currently have 12?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Man, this board has the right to put conditions on there, including those.
Okay.
The number and the owner, or...
Okay. Mm-hmm. So those are questions I had. You know, so, I'm definitely concerned. I don't...
That's fine, man.
So as it is, as it has been, and with a limit or stipulation that there be no more than 12, and the current owners, then my question is, are you in objection?
I am not, as long as the noise doesn't increase. And
all right.
It's every day that there are dogs barking.
All right.
Sounds like they're pretty conscientious about noise.
Yeah, it does. I stopped by their house yesterday to try and talk to them to get some of these questions answered, so I didn't have to come here tonight, but I wasn't able to contact them. Like I said, I only found out yesterday. So
okay.
Thank you for answering my question.
And before you leave,
welcome,
can you just state your name for the record, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Beth Kopicki.
Thank you.
Do you need my address too?
No, I think they already got it.
I did have a question.
Yes.
Were you aware that she had these dogs there prior to learning about this application?
I have seen dogs there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't know it
no,
was...
No.
Okay.
And I heard them barking when I stopped in yesterday and knocked on the door.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, next.
Georgia Chill, I live on Old Meadow Road, and I want to congratulate her for the good things that she's doing, but my concern is just noise, like, you know, the parking at night or whatever. That's the only thing I said. I agree 100% of what she's doing, except for the noise level.
Has there been a problem?
Never heard of it.
Okay. So you wouldn't...
I hear dogs barking, but...
So you wouldn't be in...
No, no.
If we said the existing dogs or 12 dogs and with those people, you wouldn't be in...
I didn't even know she had dogs.
Okay.
But my concern is when you see a sign that says commercial kennel,
sure.
Everybody
sure.
says, what's going on?
Sure.
You know, that's why I'm here.
If
I heard more about it. I agree with her, but please,
if
noise
you,
label.
If you... Most people don't know that in Sussex County... If you own five dogs...
I know that, yes.
It's just the way the ordinance is written.
I agree with that.
I'm sure there's a lot out there.
I'm 100% on the side, except for the noise level. Well, she can control it, I'm happy about it.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next.
My name is Robert Johnson, and I live on Old Meadow Road. I think a lot of the questions have been answered. There again, when you saw the sign that said commercial kennel.
It alarms you.
Worth it. Yes, it does, because
mm-hmm.
we're thinking, all right, a barking neighborhood, we're in a residential area.
Mm-hmm.
The homes are not that far apart. If you look at the lot sizes, they might be deep, but where these people live on Pitt Road, because we took a ride down Pitt Road, and we've lived there for quite a few years, the homes are pretty close together.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I don't live actually on Pitt Road, I'm not looking forward to a barking neighborhood.
Sure.
It's quiet. We enjoy the residential neighborhood. There are small dogs. When you say 12, does she have 12 dogs now, or
mm-hmm.
she's limited to 12 dogs?
She has 12, and the pictures show that. You know, I think it appears to be a garage that is the kennel.
Okay. 12 plus litters then. Am I correct? She can have litters.
Well, yeah, she can have puppies up to 6 months old, which she, we heard testimony that she has had them in the past and then sold them. And so she can't keep those.
No.
If we were to limit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she will be limited to actually keeping 12 dogs.
We can.
But she could have up to 20 dogs with litters with, at one period of time.
She could have 12 dogs and their puppies up until the time that they're weaned.
Right. See, I'm just concerned.
Sure.
And like I said, I haven't really heard any noise, and I'm not really so much against her because I like the fact that she's taking care of animals, but it's a quiet residential neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want
the
noise. I have a dog. I keep the dog inside. Because I don't want neighbors complaining of my dog, and I have one. So,
based on her testimony, it sounds like she's a good neighbor and wants to continue that.
I don't know her. I haven't met her, and
so
we never received anything
that
this was going on or anything.
So I'll ask you the same question.
This evening.
I'll ask you the same question. If we limit it to the 12 and those only to those owners, are you not an objection?
Well, I do have one other question.
Ask us.
Sir, ask us.
That's okay.
I don't know whether she's a homeowner or a renter, because there are homes along that street that are rented out.
We'll ask that question. If she's a homeowner, again, in opposition?
No, as long as we don't have a problem with the parking.
All right.
Noise is your main concern also?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Sir?
My name's William Johnson, Bob's brother. We live together, Old Meadow Road. And it was the sign that alarmed me. Like you say, you see a sign like that and you, not in my neighborhood. Commercial kennel, I think the ASPCA over here.
Sure.
A lot bigger property, barking dogs all over. Mm-hmm. And being a nice, quiet neighborhood. But like I say, I never met them. I never knew they had the dogs, you know. So she keeps them quiet. And if she always had them, that's fine with me. You know, that I was alarmed at all the dogs, because I've had two when I moved down here 15 years ago, and one was a digger. I put up a fence, he'd find a spot to dig under. And I must have fixed it four times, you know, and he would get under somewhere, so I'm thinking they were getting loose. But it's fine with me, you know, that, like I say, never been a problem. So,
all right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Right, you're welcome. Come back up, Mr.
The property is owned. They bought it, so
they own the property.
They own it. They're not renters.
Okay.
But I think an important provision also is the size of the dogs. I think, you know,
under 15 or under 15. Were, or,
I mean, if you can imagine 12 labs,
right?
I wouldn't want to live too close to them.
No.
So I think that is an important provision. She's committed to this breed.
Shih Tzu's top weight is 8 to 12 pounds.
Yeah,
got two.
Do you?
Yeah, I know.
Did I spell it right?
Yeah, you did. I want to tell that. Yeah, you did.
I think I spelled it. It came up. Yeah.
Good animals. Yeah, but that's top weight, 12 pounds. If you get them, man, they're big then. That's what mine are.
And the dachshunds are the littler dachshunds. So.
Were there 14 other pounds.
Were there other questions?
Is there any other questions?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to recuse yourself since you have Shih Tzus, do you?
I'm sorry?
I said you don't have to recuse yourself since you have Shih Tzus.
I might.
You're fond of the breed. Yeah.
No, but they're not mine. They're the bosses, so.
The bosses?
Yeah. I got one of them, too.
But that breed or that boss?
Both. A breed? Both. Oh, okay.
I got two dogs. We had three, and I was worried in our subdivision there was issues, but you know, we're down to two, so.
Well, one's my daughter's and Wayne's. Okay. Thank you.
No more questions.
Okay.
As long as y'all don't break out pictures, we're good.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman. Looks like Mr. Rieger, who is one of the folks spoke in opposition, has handed me a copy of that opinion that he referenced.
Yes.
And we could submit that into the record if the board so desired. I know he's brought it up here, presumably for our review. So I haven't read it yet, but it seems that he wanted that in the record. So.
Yes. Okay.
I'll hand this down to Ms. Cornwell in case she wishes to mark it as such.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no other, excuse me, no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, based on the applicant's testimony and the adjacent and in close proximity neighbor's testimony, it's my opinion, and I'm convinced that the request with a limit of 12 dogs to the applicant only will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,117.
Is there a size limitation on that?
Oh, yes. And to a breed under 15 pounds.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Mears, that we approve case number 12,117. All those in favor of the motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Mr. Burton?
Aye, with the reason stated.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason, have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, Case number 12,117 is approved.